This video is dedicated to the people wanting to start creating content. Maybe you want to become a micro influencer or you want to become a regular influencer. These tips are going to help you get to know the social media industry and the social media marketing industry so you can best position yourself to earn some money. Whether you're trying to sell your own products or sell other people's products, these are some tips you can follow to start an online brand and have a niche specific topic that you are going to earn money off of. The first thing you're gonna wanna do is figure out which platform you like using the most. Of course, as you grow and gain more experience, you're gonna wanna expand into other social media platforms, but when you're first starting off, you need to focus on one thing at a time. The reason you need to do this is because every person is different. So the way that I create content may not work for you. The way that I create trending viral videos may not work for your specific niche or your specific brand identity. So as you focus on one platform, focus on building one single account first, then you'll start to see what things get a better reaction versus what things are a waste of time for you. Like something I realized recently for myself is like those quick 5 second, 6 second videos where they clip a bunch of clips together and they add text on screen and they tell you to read the caption. Like, you know, the trending style reels that you see on Instagram right now. When I try those, they just fail. Honestly, like, I don't know if it's a limiting belief that I have. Maybe I need to experiment more with it, but I get more engagement, I get more growth from the candid videos that I post, whether it's me saying affirmations or me giving like my daily tips or daily advice. Those get more views and more engagement and more people saying that they like the post versus like the quick like trending videos that people make that you usually see get like millions of views. They don't for me. I don't know why. Maybe I will experiment again in the future to try it out, but those videos take me so long to make compared to the candid videos I make. And since the candid videos get more engagement, then why would I waste my time? You see, like what some creators are gonna say, oh my God, this is the way to grow a following. It may not work for you. This is why you're gonna wanna put in all your energy into showing up every single day on one platform, on one account, in one specific niche, until you know what works for you. And then from there, you can kind of replicate that process again on other platforms, or maybe you wanna expand into other niches, which gets me into the second tip. The second tip is to be as specific as possible. Obviously, when you're first starting off, if you don't already have something in mind that you want to focus on, then experiment in different areas and see the kind of content you like creating. So for example, your niche could be fashion. And so you could be recommending Amazon finds, right? This is so easy to do because pretty much anyone can become an Amazon influencer. All you have to do is have a certain requirement, I think a certain amount of followers. And if you don't have the minimum follower count, then in the beginning, you're just going to be sharing your finds, sharing all the fashion that you buy until you build up that following to the point where you can start the affiliate program. But after you've picked a social media platform and you know what you're going to be focusing on, you're gonna start posting within that niche. You're gonna start investigating the niche, following other influencers within that niche, trying to figure out what kind of content is easiest for you to create. So some creators like doing unboxing videos. Some creators like doing try-on hauls. Some creators like to do like the more subliminal marketing and kind of do a get ready with me vlog and then sneak in the link at the end, right? So figure out what kind of content is the most fun for you to make. Maybe you want to do makeup tutorials and then earn money from sharing all the products that you use. Maybe you want to launch your own skincare brand. Maybe you just want to work with other partners, maybe you just want to work with other brands and create content for them. Depending on your intention, you're going to have a different content creation strategy. But you want to make sure that you have the basics down. You have your Instagram account or TikTok or YouTube, whatever account you're using to become a micro influencer on, that's the account you're going to optimize. So make sure that your profile photo looks good. It shows you within your niche. So if you're a fashion influencer, then it should be you and like one of your outfits. Or if you're a makeup artist or makeup guru, it should be a close-up of like a really nice makeup look. Or if you like exercising, you're a fitness influencer, it should be you like working out, right? Use your best judgment, but make sure that your profile photo is very clear on who you are and what you do. If you are trying to be a lifestyle influencer, keep in mind that even though lifestyle is very general, you're still going to have to appeal to a certain audience. So even though you want to be a lifestyle influencer, you want to make sure that you have like three or four subtopics that you consistently talk about. That way your audience knows who you are and knows if they want to follow you or not. Because if you're not niche at all, if you don't have any kind of specific topic that you talk about and you're not already famous in some way, getting people to care about what you're posting is going to be a little bit more difficult. So in the beginning, you want to focus on providing as much value within the topics of interest. And then from there, as you gain a following and as you get more experience creating content, you can start to play around with different areas a little bit more. So you have a good profile picture that shows exactly what you do. Your name should be either your name, or you should have your name and then write content creator or something that kind of shows what kind of content you want to do. Maybe it's like Samantha, your fashion stylist, something like that, or Jenna, the makeup artist, something that kind of shows who you are and what you do. Of course, you always have the option to just put your first and last name or your nickname, whatever you want. The main important part is your bio and any link in your bio. So your bio should very clearly state who you are, what you do, and why someone should follow you. And then you should forward the viewer to click in the link in your description. And then your link should have all your affiliate links or your email or a way for people to reach out to you and work with you. Your story highlights should be the same purpose. You should make sure to have specific story highlights for the different topics that you talk about. And then within those highlights, have your affiliate links listed or areas where people can reach out to work with you in some way. So once your profile is optimized for success, people click on your profile, they know exactly what they can expect from you. In the beginning, it's so important to be very, very specific on what value you provide, because that way people know to follow you or not, especially when you don't already have a following and you don't already have a lot of content on your page. So the next phase is going to be getting some content on your page. You want to have at least 5 or 6 examples, good examples of what it is that you do. So when you're working as an influencer and brands reach out to you or you reach out to brands to work with them, they will ask for a media kit. They're gonna ask for your previous work, and you wanna make sure that it's aligned. So you also wanna make sure that when they pay you or when they send you the product, they're going to be happy with the content you create. So it's always great to show them honestly exactly what it is that you can offer. The best way to build your current portfolio is to go around your house, figure out a couple of things that you want to create content around. Like, pretend that a company within your niche has reached out to you and wants you to share something with your audience. How would you do it? Make that video, or make that photo, or create that piece of content, whatever it may be. So for example, on Instagram, let's say you want to work with brands on Amazon, or you want to work with fashion brands and earn money off the affiliate links. You're going to look at your current purchases on Amazon, or you're going to go around your house looking for all the things that you would want to work with brands for, all the things that represent partnerships you would want to potentially have, and you're going to create that content. If you go on my page or you go on my media kit, my portfolio, you'll be able to see some of the examples of the content I make. It's a lot of like unboxing videos or try-on hauls or some of the subliminal marketing that I told you about, where it's basically you create like a vlog style video, a lifestyle kind of video, and then you use the products that you're promoting and then kind of sneak the links in the description or forward the viewer to come shop somewhere else, or maybe to use your specific discount code, whatever it may be. Once you have your portfolio ready to go, you're going to start posting all this content. Okay, you're going to keep showing up every day like the content creator you are. You're going to experiment in different areas, experiment with different editing styles until you start to gain some influence. As for landing partnerships, there's a few different ways. The first way, easiest way, brands reach out to you. The best way to get this to happen is by posting consistently, using strategic hashtags, and tagging everybody all the time, collaborating with other creators, right? When you are posting content and you're choosing your hashtags, make sure to choose hashtags that potential clients would search. So if you're looking to work with specific brands and have like partnerships, paid partnerships, or gifted collabs, use hashtags that they follow. If you're trying to sell directly to a customer, you're going to use hashtags that they would use to search up whatever it is they want to buy. So if you're making content based off a dress that you bought on Amazon, you're going to use hashtags like affordable Amazon dresses, affordable Amazon outfits, classy clothes from Amazon, right? Any kind of hashtags that represent what somebody would potentially Google search if they're looking for that specific product. This just helps the algorithm categorize your post properly. And of course, you have the potential of reaching more people who follow that specific hashtag. Of course, when you're creating reels, make sure that you're using trending audios. This is something you can research depending on what platform you use. I always recommend that you have quick Google searches every week to see the newest features, what people are recommending, what is trending, just to keep yourself up to date and see if any of the trends apply to your niche and how you can use those trends to reach more people. That's something that you just need to keep yourself updated on. It's not one specific piece of advice. The advice is just keep yourself updated so that way you know when things are good to hop on a trend or to kind of use that trend to grow your audience even more. A second way to land brand collaborations is to pitch the brands. So with this, you're going to want to establish a relationship with the brand. In the beginning, you want to reach out to brands that you actually know and trust already. You don't want to just reach out to random brands. If you go on TikTok or if you go on Instagram and look up like brands that work with creators, brands that give out free gifted collabs to small creators. Like, look for those brands if you're just starting off, just so you can start getting some free products and start experimenting creating content with products from another brand. But generally, I would recommend only creating content with products that you try and use, just because if you're going to create a brand based around people trusting you and liking you, they're not going to be satisfied with you if you start recommending a bunch of stuff that doesn't even work. So you want to make sure that you have that trust there and you are creating content with integrity. I actually have a document. It's called 5 email pitch templates for landing brand collaborations. If you want to access that, it's a part of my magical workbooks and downloads catalog, which is listed in the description. Remember, all my courses, all my resources are always linked in the description of every video, so you always have an option to check those out. The third way to land brand collaborations is to go through third-party platforms. Oh my God, there are so many third-party platforms. I can't even name the ones that I'm even on because there's so many. There are so many different places to sign up on. There is no right or wrong way to do this. Signing up through third-party platforms simply just connects you with more brands, and it takes that step away from you from having to like reach out to all these different brands. At the end of the day, they're going to decide to work with you based off of your current audience and your brand. So your main focus should be on posting consistently, showing up within your niche every single day as much as you possibly can, adding value, making sure that your profile is set up for success so people can easily find your links, they can easily find whatever it is that you're selling, and that whole process is very simple for them. And if brands want to work with you, you already have a media kit ready to go to send them with all your prices, all your previous content, all your equipment, a whole about you section. If you want to learn how to create a media kit, let me know in the comments. I have done this for a long time now, so I love talking about content creation and social media marketing. If you look up how to work with brands as a micro influencer, you will probably find tons and tons of third-party platforms. Do your research, make sure they work. I love to look certain things up on Reddit, because if there's something to complain about, someone will have complained about it on Reddit. So I want to make sure that I know what everything before I put in like my personal information to a new website. So go research it, make sure it aligns with what you're trying to do, and then sign up for as many platforms as possible. In the beginning, I signed up for any platform I could possibly sign up for, just because I wanted to reach as many possible brands as I could. Right now, the main one that I'm thinking of is Shopify Collabs. That's the one that I would say I get the most collaborations from, but I will say Shopify Collabs is a lot of gifted collaborations. So at least for me, I haven't really gotten a lot of paid collaborations from Shopify Collabs. If you have, let me know in the comments, because I'd love to know the tea on how it is that you get more paid collaborations. But for me, I've used it mainly to get like freebies here and there, and you have all your affiliate links in one place. So that's good. Ooh, another thing that I wanted to mention is, even if you are not part of a third-party platform or you don't qualify for the Amazon Influencer Program, there's websites you can use to turn anything that you buy into an affiliate link. So I actually have an account with Magic Links, which I'll link it in the description, but basically you just download the extension on your browser, and then whenever you're shopping online, you can click the extension and it'll create a Magic Link, so you earn commission off that. When I tell you, it works, okay? I've made commissions off of links that I created so long ago. I will say it took a while for me to get that money, but I got it. So that's all that matters. So if you don't have any other way of having affiliate links, you don't have any brands that agreed to work with you, you don't qualify for the Amazon Influencer Program, you don't qualify for any of these third-party platforms, create a Magic Links account. There's also other platforms that do the same thing, so do your own research and figure out which one is best for you. For me, Magic Links was great. They work with a lot of the places that I normally shop at. So from there, you can easily just track what links are being used, and that makes it so, so accessible. So if you're just starting off today, you can start earning money today just by creating a new Instagram account or rebranding your current account. Again, I say Instagram because that's the most popular platform to do influencer marketing on, but you can do any platform, obviously. Instagram is just the one I personally have the most experience on. So on your Instagram, you can go post on your story, share your outfit, and then create magic links for all the stuff that you found. Also, another tip you can use, if you don't have the exact thing, like for example, if you like creating outfits, but you don't already have the outfits, you can sell through creating outfits. Like you can go on Canva and create cute little graphics where you put the outfits together, or you have like 10 home essentials and you put the photos of all the stuff and then you link everything and tag it. You don't always have to have the thing already in order to sell the thing. But like I said, act in integrity, sell with integrity. Don't just do this from a place of wanting to make money, because people can read that energy off of you. They can tell if you don't actually like what you're selling. That is the basic guide basic tips to becoming a micro influencer or a content creator. If you have any questions about anything I talked about, let me know in the comments below. And with that being said, feel free to go binge watch the rest of my videos. This video is going in the money and business playlist, so go check that playlist out if you want more content about money and business. I hope you have a great day. Love you. Bye. Mwah.